History of Jesus to see this. He dealt with many sicknesses by casting out the demons. I'll just give a little list of some of the evil spirits of infirmity or sickness that I have personally dealt with, and this list could be three times as long. Number one, epilepsy. Now, I do not say that all sicknesses are necessarily demonic. You have to have discernment. But if I did have to pick one sickness that I consider to be demonic, it would be epilepsy. And I have seen many epileptics delivered. If an epileptic comes to me now for prayer, I say this: I listen, I'm willing to pray with you, but there could be a battle. If you're willing to fight along with me, I'll pray for you. But if you expect me to do all the fighting, I won't pray. Then another very common one is stress. Stress is a person, not a condition. Migraine. Many different forms of head pain and nerve pain. Allergies. Now, I don't say all allergies are demonic, but I know a whole lot are. Let me tell you one really fascinating story. Years ago, a mother came to me with a child of about, a boy of about four. And she said, "Pray for my son." I said, "What's the matter with him?" She said, "Allergies." I said, "What kind of allergies?" She said, "Food allergies." I said, "Tell me what he's allergic to." She said, "Tell me what he isn't." Well, I said, "If I pray for it, I'm going to deal with it as an evil spirit. Do you accept that?" She said, "Okay." So I sat down beside this little boy and I said, "Now, I want you to know that there's a bad spirit in you that keeps you from eating the things you really like."
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Father,
Thank you. That's a very good message for us today. We come to lift him up. 2019 has come before us. Satan want to restore us. The Lord want to renew us. And it's up to us. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Will you serve the gods that you serve in 2018? Or will you serve the true and living God of right now? We need to discard or do away with the things that hindered us for 2018. Stretch forth our hand into the newness of 2019. I want to say to you that God brought you this far by faith, leaning and depending on him. Spoke to every one of us, not just to me. He spoke in spirit to every one of us, and he told us what we need to renew this day. You already know it. When I get up here and say what the words say, that's all I'm gonna do. Say what the words say, and it's gonna speak to you as an individual and as a group. And all you have to do, don't look at me. Look at the word. Say, you know, that is true. The word do say that. So what I need to do is check myself or get up out of your seat for a moment, go look in the mirror and see if that's me. Or do I see Jesus in my life? That's all it is to it. If you don't see Christ in your life, all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I believe that you died for me, you was buried for me, and you got up for me with all power in your hand. Then you have commissioned me to go now after receiving the power into all the world and teaching, tell people about the goodness of God. That's a requirement for everybody in this building this day, starting with me. From the book of James, I thank God for all the ministers of the gospel, all the ones that's present. We need to just thank God. I don't want to get in here and tell you, you ought to shout and you ought to run. Nah, that's up to you. That's indeed up to you. If you want to run for the Lord, that's fine. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't no sin in it at all. Just run for Jesus. You want to clap your hand? Clap them. You want to dance? Dance. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's scripturally proof. Whatever you do it to the glory of God. That he make sure he get the honor that's deserving to him. From the fourth chapter of James, James 4, verse 1 through 8. And we're going to try to teach a good class today. Say, from whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence? Even of your lusts that war in your members. Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye what? Ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture says, in vain the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he said, God resisteth the what? The proud, but giveth grace to the humble. And submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Finally, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hand, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. You may be seated. Selfishness. Self-full amiss. Selfishness. Knowledge of the earth is shortly lived. But the knowledge of heaven is eternal live. We need to understand that. The things that we do on this earth, just natural things, it's going to soon deteriorate. It's going to soon pass away. But those things that come from above, the things that come from God, it's going to be here forever. And it's going to keep you, keep me, keep us. If we obey them, if you don't obey them, then you're going to have trouble in the valley, on the mountain. Everywhere you go, going to be trouble. But I found out one day, that if you give heed to what thus said the Lord, the Lord will work it out for you every time. It's a hard struggle sometimes when we get up and deny ourselves. Most people got a lot of pride in themselves. Yeah, that's all right in a sense, but don't ever have too much pride where you can't humble yourself and say, Lord, help me. Always know without a shadow of a doubt that I need somebody else on my side to help deliver me where God wants me to go. And that's called the Holy Spirit of God. Young people, you sing great, sing straight. Sing with joy, with peace, with love, with understanding. You sing to lift the spirit of the people up. You sing to get them ready to have the word to enter into their system. When the word enter into their system, when it is like an agitator, it just keep beating until it purify you and us. That's the purpose of the word, to purify all of us, that we can walk upright, walk like Jesus, talk like Jesus, do like Jesus, be like Jesus. That's what the word for. The word is not here to condemn us, y'all. The Bible says there's no condemnation to those that are walking in the spirit of God. We got to understand that. If I'm walking upright, there ain't supposed to be no condemnation in me. But some way, somehow, Satan slipped up in the church. James, the brother of Jesus, said, some crept in unaware. We didn't know they was coming in because they were talking God's word, but living the devil works. They slipped up in church and started whispering in people's ears and telling people, don't worry about the word. You need to have your say. Christianity is not democracy. Christianity is God's will. It's the will of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us today, and we don't want to hold you long because I know what's going on after a while, but I'm not going to say it. But I'm going to go on. I'm going to try to get out your way. If maybe I'll be through by 3 o'clock. Yeah. God bless you. Selfish. I look at that word selfish. When you be selfish, that means you're stuck on yourself. You think you it. Ain't nobody else got it. But God say love covers a multitude of faults. See, selfish is going to soon die. And the hope of God going to come alive in you. Don't look for me to be all right and you don't be right. Look for all us to be right. We're the children of the King. We heirs and journey heirs together with Jesus. So let's walk with him, talk and sing, pray with him, because he's going to deliver us. The Bible says this foolishness would cause wars fighting among us. They're going to come to you. Satan will always see that everything don't run smooth. But he can't do it by himself. He got to use people. Satan can't come through those doors, neither one of these doors, unless somebody bring him in. Satan need a body to enter into the sanctuary of God. There was a time in life that if you walk in the sanctuary when you have impurity in you, you fell dead before you in the inner court. If you go in the Holy of Holies, that was it. It was all over with. I'm asking and begging y'all for 2019, get a little more grace. Get a little more grace and mercy in you. Because God has allowed some of us, even me, to come in God, his house, and wasn't right like I should be. Wasn't saying the same things that I should say. Wasn't doing the thing that I should have been doing. But he let me by and didn't take me off the map. And I ought to be able to tell him, thank you, Lord, all that he's done for me. So he said disputes and arguments, they come through us. The Holy Ghost don't argue. The purpose of the Holy Ghost to bring things to our remembrance, what the Father and the Son has already said. But it say the lust of our heart, the pride that we have in our everyday walk of life, the mind that we have, I'm going to take this. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going to press my way, not through Christ, but through myself. I'm going to make sure I get this or I get that. But whatever you do, do it in order with God. Do it according to the standards of God, and can't nobody take it from you. That which God holds in his hand, y'all, I don't think we really understand what I'm saying. What God got in that nobody on the face of this earth can take it away. We've been in bondage for a long time. People running behind us talking about the devil going to get you. You're going to hell. Well, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you this free today. If you really get born again, born the water and of the spirit, walking in the word, walking in the spirit, there's no way humanly possible that you're going to go to hell. If you're walking with God, you can't go to hell. Once God clean you, can't nobody dirty you up no more. Because it's like putting a wax on a car. You can pour water on it, it can't do nothing. It's going to roll off, going to roll right off. All you can do is take a rag, wipe it off, it's going to shine again. This little light of mine, I got to let it shine. I don't have no right to get up and try to make myself look good. I got to just be Lionel. If I just be myself, don't put on no ass, I'm going to be what I'm supposed to be. The word says, say we lust or you desire things, and you have not. Watch this. Here's the reason. You kill and desire to have. You attack people. See, you ain't got to pull a trigger or take a knife to kill nobody. You can kill them with the tongue. You kill people with the tongue. Talk about them. Belittle them. Tell them what they can't do instead of telling them what you can do. God can use you to work miracles. But you're trying to bring damnation up on them. God can clean them up already. God can send them out on a mission. But you tell them they ain't worth nothing. Our young people, I hear it all the time. You ain't going to mount to nothing. You this, that, and the other. Well, I want to let you in on a secret. If God can clean up and wash up Lionel Smith, he can wash everybody. If he can save me, he can save anybody. If he can pick me up with all the weight I had on my shoulder, he can pick everybody up. We need to know that. Sometimes we desire to have things and we don't go about it the right way. You got to stay in the protocol of God. You got to go through a certain standard. You got to go through what God seen you through. See, when we go through Becker's Valley, as the Bible talks to us about that, when you go through Becker's Valley, you're going to be tempted on every hand. Everything going to be offered to you. They're going to say good things, bad things about you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to set trap for you. But if you be of good cheer and overcome, you can look behind you and say, thank you, Jesus, for bringing me out of that mess that I was about to get in. Sometimes that's fighting. Listen at me good. Now, I ain't trying to get no friend. Sometimes that's fighting the war in the church. Sometimes, like the deacon can't get along with the preacher can't get along with the deacon, the usher and the deacons can't get along. That's crazy. Because we got the Holy Ghost in us, going to make us hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battle. We don't appreciate that. That's mercy, though. That's under mercy. But under the law, if you can't get along, you kill them. We're children of the King. I want you to be proud of yourself. Don't boast of yourself. Don't go around hollering how great you are. Boast about how great Jesus is. You brag on Jesus, you glorify the Father which is in heaven. Then God said, look at my beloved son, what have you done? Look how he got my children down there. That's what we got to do. We got to impress God. Bible tells us we're fighting war among ourselves and we still don't get nothing. We buck for positions, not just in government, in the church. I want to run the deacon bowl. I want to run the usher bowl. Are you qualified according to the standards of God? Always ask yourself that. Am I qualified according to the standards of God to run the mission, the usher bowl, the deacon bowl, the pastor's bowl? Am I qualified according to the credentials God asked for? See, a lot of times we want to be things, but the blood ain't covered us yet. The Bible said, if you're hungry and thirsty after righteousness, you shall be filled. It's a righteousness. Am I right? It's a righteousness. Not lust of the flesh, lust of thy pride of life, none of that. See, God righteousness, you're going to be filled. Now, he said here, and you read, you don't receive because you don't ask for it. Ask who? Ask God. Ask the Lord for whatever. He said, if a man desires off of the bishop, let him do what? Ask. There are preachers all over this nation. They want things. They want to be something. They want to preside over things. All they can do is go ask God. Let me tell you what God can't do. He can't lie. And if you his son and his daughter, he can't turn you down. Ain't no such thing as he ain't ready for me yet. When he called you, he was ready for you. That's when he called the 12 disciples. He was ready for them then. They wasn't ready for him. But he molded them into where he want them to be. Then he sent them out. See, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. What is that? That's not believing before you ask. You know you're not going to drive no Mercedes Benz because you make minimum wage and you're going to go up to the car lot and ask the man for a Mercedes. You want to buy a Mercedes Benz. Don't do that, y'all. You make the pastor look bad. You know that. Then he say you can't get it. He blessing you when you can't get it. Because after 2 months, you might make the first 2 month payment. But after 2 months, they're going one Sunday morning when the church full, they're going to back up to your house with that toy truck and pick it up in front of everybody and say, oh, did you see? Come got rare, pretty car. The Bible said before a man take out the bill, let him first count up the cost. If you come to the cost, you know what to look forward to. But you got to do what God wants you to do it, like God say do it. So sometimes we ask, we don't believe we're going to get it, but we ask anyway to impress mankind. And you don't never get it. Don't never get it because you don't believe it. To believe to mean you're going to step out on it. Trust of God, the trust of your faith. You're going to step out and receive it. You're going to go, if you say, I got $1 million, the people call me and say, Smith, say, you just want $1 million, I'm sure going at it. I'm going at it. They told me I won, I'm going at it. It's mine. And here's something that we are, most time we cringe up on, and I don't care what you do, all sin, all unrighteousness is sin. In that fourth verse, they say, you adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of what? The world is enemy against God. Now watch this. We all time, most time look at men and women being unfair, unfaithful to one another. Look, that's all right. That's true too. But listen at this. The greatest, what Jesus really meant, what God meant, even in the old covenant. Uh-huh. Watch this now. See, people don't tell you this. They want to cut you down because you made a mistake or something. They want to cut you down and make you look bad. Right. Listen to what the Lord says here. Adopters and adopters. Yeah. Male and female. Yeah. Right. Right. Watch this. He's saying, ladies, y'all worship up God. Your car look good. Your dress look good. You're prancing and strutting because you got a new dress on. You're putting more emphasis in the dress. Every now and then. And we can't just throw our women away because from my understanding of the Bible principle, the first people that received the gospel of Jesus Christ was the women. They went and told what thus said the Lord. Went and told it where he said, go tell it. Too many men now say the Spirit told me, and there's a line on the Spirit. Spirit ain't told them nothing but what the words say. Lying on the Spirit. Then you want the woman to subject herself to you, and you ain't got no life. I'm secured in Christ, so I ain't worried about nothing. So ladies and men, watch who you honor, watch who you praise. See, y'all could make me out of Isle of God. Easy. You could easily make me out of Isle of God. Oh, Bishop Smith, Dr. Smith, he's this, he's that. And you could, people that's weak-minded, you can say that so much till they'll be coming, getting on their knees before me. And then if I wouldn't rep the man, them
put it in order, God might cause the worms while some up here preaching. We want people to brag on us in the church. I love to hear you when you say, that's a bad boy there. We like that. Ain't nothing wrong with lifting a people up. But don't get the big head. Thank you more than you are. Because see, God can, I may not cut you down, but I know a man that can. His name is Jesus. And anyway, what you're trying to do, you're trying to put yourself over Jesus. And you want people to worship you, but you don't tell them to worship Jesus. He said, when you love the world, you're against God. What is the world? The righteousness of the devil. Did you hear what I say? It's the righteousness of the devil, the world here. Other words, all unrighteousness is of the devil. All good come from above, according to the Bible. So what we got to understand and do, and it hurt me when I see church folks always saying things, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, just do it. I got a job to do it. You, deacon don't have to come to me every Sunday and tell me, Rev, you got to preach now. Preach this, Rev. Preach that, Rev. He out his class. I don't need to tell the deacons every Sunday what you did. You got to pray, take the offering up, sing, do this, that. That's wrong. That's a sin. That's a sin on me. For to walk up to a man and dishonor and disrespect him like that. And he been trained. He shouldn't be a deacon if he ain't been, if you hadn't been certified by God, you ain't got no business on the deacon boat. You need a boat on you. But Reb, you ain't perfect. Didn't say it either. But I'm striving to advance in the kingdom of God. I'm drawing closer to God every day of my life. He's getting a little closer to me. We're going to hear that in a minute. So why would you want to be an enemy against God? Y'all talk to me, please. Why would you want to be an enemy against God? See, I need help, me. I'm not the smartest man on earth. I need help. Why would you want to come against God? For what you're doing to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it to me. Why are these schisms still in the church? The Bible tells me the meek shall inherit the earth. Matthew the 5th chapter. I know it's there. I put my life on the line that it's there. Just because a guy ignorant, a lady ignorant, don't you be ignorant. The Bible says if they want to stay ignorant, let them be ignorant. Go about your business. You're going to work and lose all your hair wording over some rascal and you're going to hell for getting angry and upset with him. Don't worry yourself like that. Do what the law say yourself and go on about your business. The Bible tell me God added to the church as he seen suspiciously. Jesus. The Bible said, do you think the scripture said in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? No. And doesn't Paul come false about that? It's true. Watch this. He said here, God help us. Scripture don't say nothing in vain. Whatever the scripture say is it. Amen. I was looking at TV a couple of days ago. It had this preacher up there saying, that ain't really what it means. I said, God ought to knock him down. Whatever the words say, that's what it say. You don't realize what I just say. If you add to or take away from the word, your name can be taken out of the Lamb Book of Life. When Matthew wrote the scripture, he's the heathen. He was a tax collector. He was a wicked fellow. Yes, he steal money from folks. Yes, see, y'all need to read some history. You've been to seminary. They don't teach you how to preach in seminary. What they tell you is to give you some history. Right. Some right.
Bible history.
Matthew,
the
theology
about it,
kind of take not in the church. You can't do that in God's house. Y'all think about that preacher, huh? Get another preacher, huh? That's all right, no problem. I'm already saved, sanctified, and filled with God's power, and wherever I go, I'm going to be the same. You'll never see me change. Nobody in here going to see me change at no time. Don't worry about changing me, because that's impossible. All you can do is show me, add to me by giving me an extra word that's in the Bible. Not in your heart, in the Bible. And I'll give heed. If I'm a true Christian, I'm going to give heed to what you say. I'm going to sit there and wait till you finish talking. Then I'll say, okay, thank you. We got to learn how to do that. But he that giveth, watch this. But he giveth more grace, unmerited favor. Unmerited favor.
Thank you.
I'm not adding to nothing. I ain't taking away from nothing. The Lord said he cleaned me. He the one picked me up. He the one restored me. He did it. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with that. God did it. The Bible tell me he resisted the proud but giving grace to who? Oh, y'all. Is that really? He ain't into none of that bullshit. We almost do, so you can be at peace. I want you at peace. Even though the word told me apart. It's got to tell you apart or you ain't real. If the word don't work on you, you ain't nothing. The only time you become something when the word sifted you, when the word purified you, then you are somebody. He went on to say, what we got to do, y'all, all of us, I'm going straight to scripture. I ain't adding nothing to it. See, submit yourself, therefore, to who?
God.
Submit yourself to God. Now, looking at this, what I look like in here telling you got to do what I tell you to do? I ain't using the proper words. Do what God told you to do. See, I am a messenger, y'all. Lord, help me. That's the blessing of God. That's the way we operate. But I feel like Reb shouldn't have did that. That's your feeling. Keep your feeling to yourself. Get God feeling, they're going to sanctify you. But your feeling going to detrimental. Let me hush. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the who? And he will do what? Now, I heard this a many years coming up through the church. So I got to go all around, go back here, and that's how to get up, like all the back bend, and then go, that's crazy.
Like the black cat.
Ain't no way in the Bible. That ain't built to go west, right?
Like the black cat.
Resist the devil by staying steadfast in the word. Stay in the word. Now watch what the devil do to me.
Do my prophet no harm.
and put clothes on my back every day. Why would I want to make him look bad? Okay, I know. I see y'all turning your heads and dropping your heads. That's good. Thank God. At least you listen to me. And this is going to weigh on you all the way home today. This is going to stay with y'all, so that's why I do it. We closing now. Say, draw nigh to God. Now watch this. I hope I ain't taking nothing out of context. If your Bible, raise your hand if I'm out of context, if I misuse a word.